Shalom, everybody! The very last pasuk of Parshas Yisro, Perek Chaf, pasuk Chaf Beis says, "Velo sa'alev ma'alo sal mizbechi." When you go up to the mizbeach, you may not go up on steps. Why? Asher lo sigale ervascha alav, so that your nakedness will not be exposed on it. That is the last pasuk in Parshas Yisro, and the very first pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim says, Perek Chaf Aleph pasuk Aleph, ve'ele hamishpatim asher tasim lifnehem. These are the laws that you must place before them. Why does the Torah juxtapose these two psukim of the Isser of walking upstairs to the Mizbeach and the introduction of the laws? The Medrash Tanchuma in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim learns from the juxtaposition of these two psukim something that we know from the very first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Havu misunim badin. When you are a judge in a court case, you must be misunim badin. You judges must be measured in your judgment. You must be deliberate. You must be unrushed when you judge a court case. And the question is, how does that follow? What's the connection between stairs by the Mizbeach and judging in a measured way? The Medrash explains that in reality, the Torah is not worried about exposing a Kohen's nakedness if he were to walk upstairs to the Mizbeach, because Kohanim wear pants as part of their Big Day Kahuna. Rather, the Medrash says that the Torah is really worried about Kohanim shelo yafsio psios gasos bamikdash. The Torah is worried that Kohanim should not walk with overly large steps, with quick steps in the mikdash. And the Medrash says that is the connection with the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. Just like the Torah warned Kohanim against walking with psios gasos, with long and quick steps in the Mikdash, so too the Torah warns judges that they shouldn't take long steps when sitting in judgment. They shouldn't judge too quickly. Rather, havu mesunim badin. That is the Medrash. But what does it mean? What's so bad about psios gasos? And what does it mean to not take psios gasos in judgment, not to judge too quickly? This question is asked by Rev Yehoshua Weitzman Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Ma'alot here in Israel. It's found in his Sefer on the Chumash called Lichyot Im Parshat HaShavua, and it's on Parshas Mishpatim. Rav Weitzman says that in order to explain what psios gasos means, we must look at one more instance where psios gasos are not allowed. The Gemara in Maseches Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis quotes Rabbi Yishmael, who says that a person should not walk with psios gasos all the time. He says that walking with psios gasos takes away 1/500th of a person's eyesight. And again, the question is, what does that mean? Rav Weitzman says that the reason why a judge should not judge a case with psios gasos too quickly is because in order to be a good judge, you have to know how to listen carefully, to be attentive, to be observant. A judge cannot miss important details. Everything they see, everything they hear, everything they read, every detail in the case means something. To judge too quickly, to judge with psios gasos, would be a terrible mistake and could lead to wrong and corrupt results. And the same is true about a Kohen in the Mikdash. It's one thing to work with zrizus, with alacrity and with enthusiasm, but that enthusiasm should not, cannot come at the expense of listening carefully, of being attentive, of being observant. Working in the Beis HaMikdash is meant to have an impact on those who work there and on those who see the avoda. For the Kohanim to perform their avoda too quickly with psios gasos would enable them to miss the entire point of the avoda, to miss details about the avoda, to miss the impact of the avoda and that the avoda can have on each and every one of them. And, says Rav Weitzman, the same is true about all of us all the time. We cannot walk with psios gasos. Our life, yes, should be spent with purpose, absolutely, and with zrizus. But that cannot come at the expense of listening carefully, of being attentive, of being aware of the people and the things in our life that are gifts. going through life with psios gasos causes us to miss the many special blessings and messages that come our way. And that's the message from the end of Parshas Yisro and the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. In everything we do, in our avoda, in our business, and in our personal lives, slow down and appreciate Hashem's beautiful world. Have an amazing day, everyone!